Hey, you guys, welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. It's Gina Crash, and I'll be your host for the next 25 minutes or so. Couldn't do it without producer Greg Carpenter and his childhood friend and former classmate, Charlie Gishler. We welcome back to the studio. You know him as Deputy Director of Media Relations and Digital at the MDOT State Highway Administration. That's the Maryland Department of Transportation. We see on TV all the time, Charlie.
Sorry about that.
Always talking about important things the public needs to know. And we couldn't do it without your coworker, Danny Allman. He is the Assistant Media Relations Manager. Nice to have you back again, too, Danny.
Thanks so much. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. And Charlie, you're the absolute best. Talk about follow-up. I mean, you love to email me and Greg and be like, hey, this is a good time with summer travel with a 4th of July that, that we have a lot of relevant information for the public right now, including you're doing some non-emergency lane closures and you got extra patrols and things like that. So as we're recording before the holiday, but, it's going to air after the holiday. So we're in full disclosure, we're preparing ourselves. And I think that's really important. And we're going to get it up online before it airs as well at today's1019.com so that people can be aware over the holiday weekend.
Still going to be relevant later on in the summer as we approach Labor Day.
Absolutely, Charlie. Good point. So what kind of things at this step are you guys doing, as far as your patrolling and other things that help with this holiday weekend coming up?
Yeah. So, past the 4th of July, we went ahead a couple of days before that and suspended non-emergency lane closures and enhanced our roadside patrols, our CHART program, the Coordinated Highway Action Response Team. And we put them in areas that we know have a history of backing up, obviously heading toward the Bay Bridge, but also parts of the Capitol Beltway and Baltimore Beltway, too, because, and I'm not sure if I went over this with you last time we spoke. Of course, last time was in winter, and we don't want to talk about that right now.
No, we're not talking about the ice removal and things like that.
But for every minute that a lane during peak rush hour on an interstate type of a highway or U.S. route like U.S. 50 or I-695 is blocked, it takes 4 minutes for that to recover. So if you think about that on a larger scale, if it's closed for 20 minutes, and also the chance for a secondary crash goes up by 2.6%.
Wow.
So if you look at that like over 20 minutes, then there's a chance you're going to have a secondary crash. And they're usually not serious. We don't want anybody to have crashes. But it's, the pain in the neck, fender bender that you're stuck in a backup. I think everybody's kind of been there before.
Oh, yeah. So that's a good point to note.
Yeah, that's why it's important that we enhance those patrols.
Yeah, it really adds up the time for sure and the potential for other accidents, like you said. So how do you also ensure, we're talking about these record heats. This is like what you call, I guess, a heat wave because it's more than however many days that is.
But a heat dome.
Yeah, heat dome. Yeah, and that, what Greg was talking about that today. When did it become a heat dome?
Every year I learn some new meteorological term.
Right? I think we're all secret meteorologists in training. But in a heat dome or whatever you want to call it, how do you ensure that your vehicle is road ready for those extremely hot temperatures and that rough weather?
Yeah, and we can have the same conversation during this past winter when it was 5 degrees early in the morning,
Yep.
The biggest thing there is the extreme temperatures can exploit any kind of vulnerabilities in your system there. So a lot of people kind of like me, I pay attention to changing the oil, making sure the tires are all right. But other than that, and I should be more diligent where I work. But
I hear you in the same way.
It's probably a good idea before you go on a trip that's like 50 miles or more. Mm-hmm. Pop the hood, make sure that the radiator hoses are in really good shape, that they're not getting spongy or there's no leaks in it. Make sure all of the coolant systems, all the fluid is to the recommended levels. The oil's good. Something like that can, if you have a leaky radiator hose or a hose that's about to go up, then it's probably worth getting it fixed because it's relatively cheaper than if you go out on the highway and you blow your head gasket and bend your everything, and then you're stuck on the side of the road, which is, we can get into that later. Very, very dangerous.
Extremely so. Yep. And not to mention with the temperatures, it's difficult to be outside however long it's going to take for AAA or anybody else to come get you.
Yeah.
It's extremely hot. And, 50 miles, that's a good point too, because I'm thinking like vacations, going to Ocean City or wherever. But
sure.
I do a lot of DC back and forth traffic for family stuff.
About 50 miles.
Well over 50 miles. And I don't think about those as trips, but those are trips. Mm-hmm. If you're going to see relatives somewhere, especially over a holiday weekend.
Yeah. In Northern Virginia too.
Yeah. Which is, I'm surprised I was able to get back in time to be sitting here to talk to you because sometimes it can be a hot mess there as well. No pun intended. So tell us a little bit too about, vulnerable highway user and work zone safety. And you told Greg and I last year a staggering statistic that you clocked three people doing in excess of 130 miles an hour. And you've got an updated number from 2025 that you promise will blow your mind.
19 people.
19
were
people.
We're clocked at going over 130 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh.
It's not funny. It's actually,
no,
it's actually not. In my opinion, it's very deadly behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have that new tiered fine system that went into effect last year. And you guys, you all, we talked about the TISMO project. We'll probably bring that up again.
Oh, sure.
Which is the Baltimore Beltway project, which people still yell at us about. It's just massive.
It's ongoing, but it's important. But and that safety in that area is very important.
Especially in the Towson area, you probably notice we have the automatic speed enforcement vehicles there and the variable signs. So it shows you, because it usually cuts the speed limit from 55 to 45. And if it has a light on top that's flashing, that means workers are present. So, you know, if you're going 130 miles an hour, you're going to get a $1,000 fine. We have that tiered system, you know, so between 12 and 15 miles per hour, the fine is $60. If there's workers pregnant, it's 120. It basically doubles. Then between $16 and $1,980 regular fine, 160 if workers are pregnant present, and so on. So, we just want people to watch it out there. You know, that's a long, you know, I gave you a wrong number last year.
The Department of Corrections is always open.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was 17 miles in each direction. It's actually more toward 19 miles in each direction. So that's like 38 miles of a work zone. We are making good progress on that, though.
Good. Yeah. What's the latest with that?
Because we might as well hit that right now.
Yeah, let's do it, because no better time than the present.
So, like, last time we were talking, we were really heavy in constructing on that west side between a little bit before 70, all the way up toward like Liberty Road 795. Unfortunately, that's where the six workers were killed.
Yes, indeed.
Well, the good news is we were able to pick up the barrier that we had there. So now we're doing a whole bunch of paving, which is pretty much the last step in that part. Now, it's not opening anytime soon this year, but in 2027, we're going to have part of that at least open.
Cool.
Which will eliminate, a bunch of the bottlenecks up there.
Yeah.
From when this whole thing is said and done, on the outer loop in the afternoon, it's going to be like a half hour savings. Or is that the inner loop? I forgot which one. But the other one's like right behind it, like 25 minutes or something like that. So because of that part-time shoulder use, it's like having an extra lane.
It really is. It's going to be great.
So that's what we're doing right now. We're about 65% complete the project.
Okay, 60. We'll take it. That's more than half. So that's great.
Yep.
And, you know, when you mentioned the six construction workers who sadly their lives were taken, how can that happen? And then 19 people still be going 130 miles an hour. How does that happen?
This is something even before the six passed away, even before COVID, even I would just notice, because, I used to love to drive everywhere.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And I just noticed people are just in a hurry to get a foot in front of you. And then during COVID, when the highways were really wide open, it became like the Autobahn. You know, people were just going crazy out there. And a lot of them now I just think it's society in general. Just everybody needs it right now. And I don't care about the consequences. Well, we do. We're serious about safety at State Highway, and we don't want them to get, you know, in most highway work zone crashes, it's the driver or the passenger that gets hurt or killed, you know.
Right.
But, you know, we lost two people this year, you know. One of our truck drivers was setting up something on the Capitol Beltway, and another gentleman was getting ready to leave a work zone that was mobile. So, unfortunately, he was hit too. But
You really have to be careful.
You know, we want folks, and, you know, the investigation's still going on those, so we can't say anything yet. You know,
But it seems like even lately, I was over the Woodrow Wilson Bridge going heading back into Maryland, and people are zooming in and out. You know, they're tailgating. They tailgated me, then they went to the next lane, then they're zooming around. It's like a crisscross. It's like you're playing some kind of a game. You know,
see that.
You know, when the crisscross stuff, what is going on with that? And excessively tailgating to the point where I can practically see them. And I mean, they're right there.
There's
very little space between.
It's something I get. I'm an early bird since we don't have that other crossing at the Patapsco anymore.
Right.
I have to get up and be on the road by like 5:20, 5:30. I prefer the mornings.
That's about our schedule. Yeah, for sure.
Because it used to be you do that and it was like a ghost town. But now, and I get on there, Delaney Valley Road, it is busy.
Yeah, there's impatient people too. I get that everyone needs to get to their jobs, and that's really critical. But
it's something I tell people year round through all the seasons is, you never want to drive when you're in a hurry.
Right.
You know, because then you're going to make mistakes. And at 130 miles an hour plus, your reaction time is significantly diminished.
Yeah.
So if there is something that you have to react to, you're not going to have time to, like a stalled vehicle on the road, a piece of debris,
exactly,
or another driver. Mm-hmm. You go around the bend, there's a driver right in front of you because you're going at that speed.
Yeah.
You know, so we just need people to really pay attention to the rules of the road and really just calm down back there, because going in that kind of a, that speed is just deadly behavior.
Yeah, it is. And that's advice for the aggressor to stop doing that. But how about, what would you advise someone like me or Greg or even yourself, if you see someone zipping in and out like that, what's the best thing to do? Stay back, stay in your lane. Of course, don't engage with them.
No, that's another really important point. And I know we're getting off topic
a little bit.
But, you know, we do see a lot of road rage.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a couple recently where somebody has been shot,
yes,
you know, in the Towson Circle, which mm-hmm. two of our roads go into, Delaney Valley, 146 and 45 York Road. Somebody was killed.
I know.
But you see it all over. It's not just confined to one area. The best thing to do is never to engage another driver. Don't make any gestures at them and that type of thing.
As tempting as it might be, that's not helpful.
Well, you're just lighting a match in a lake of gasoline.
Yes,
exactly. So, what I would recommend with that, because I do see that, the in and out, it's almost like it's a game they're playing.
It is.
And I stay in the right lane. I'm like an old man.
Let it fly by.
Well, I am an old man, but I'm an older man. But, it's best just to stay in one place. Just be aware of your surroundings.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And another thing, you see people flying stuff out their windows all the time, littering, And what are you guys doing for anti-littering? We're talking about cigarettes being tossed out the windows.
Real quick about that.
Yeah.
And then we'll get into litter.
Yeah.
Cigarette butts, cigars, whatever. Please, when we're in a very hot, dry speak, we see brush fires every year.
Yep.
Put it in an ashtray or have a half a bottle of water or something and just stick it in there until you can get rid of it.
Great idea.
Litter. So we just got the governor, actually, to do we kicked off a litter campaign. Your trash is costing us cash.
And ooh, I like that.
Yeah, our governor did the opening of that.
Is costing us cash.
Now, I got some statistics here.
I'm ready.
2025, nearly $17 million spent. That could fill 136,000 potholes, pave 113 lane miles, and add or refresh 1,700 crosswalks, right? But also, I wanted to talk about $17 million. That's almost $20 million, right?
Yes, it is.
So when we do our capital projects, the big projects, not just basic resurfacing, but like where we're adding lanes or a bridge replacement, something like that, it's a 80-20 kind of match. The feds will give us 80% of the money if we match at 20%. So $17 million is nearly $20 million. We could be doing nearly $100 million project every year. If people would just put trash where it belongs in a trash can. And the illegal dumping is getting out of control as well. Now, that's illegal. We're not an enforcement agency, but it's crazy. And I invite your listeners to go to our Facebook page, Maryland State Highway Administration. Oh, that's the same for Instagram as well.
Great.
We are doing Operation Clean Sweep. We just finished that. We did that last week. That's our all hands on deck effort where we bring in our people, our contractors, and of course our inmate crews too that help us out. And, the Adopt a Highway folks are going to be doing their stuff as well.
Yep. That's a great initiative, both those.
We usually post pictures post Operation Clean Sweep Maryland. Again, we do that during the high travel holidays. It's like an all hands on deck where we dust in between, but that's a deep clean. And some of the pictures are just, they'll blow you away.
It's unbelievable. And speaking of, this is vacation time of year. Every week someone's going on vacation. So I know you got some updates on some major projects between the Baltimore region and the shore, particularly in mind for vacationers like Greg, who might be heading over the bridge to visit family in the Ocean City, Ocean Pines community.
Yeah, there's some general maintenance going on between, say, the Bay Bridge and 528 Coastal Highway.
Yeah.
We try to get out of people's way, obviously, during the summer. We will be painting the Harry Kelly Bridge this winter.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful color. We've been doing a lot of work on that bridge. Bridges are obviously expensive. Drawbridges are even more because they're moving.
You know, yes,
exactly.
Means
you've got to keep maintenance on them. But we did there was a lot of concrete spalling underneath. It looks awful. I mean, it looks like it. Oh, my God, I'm not driving over this bridge. We would never let it get to a point like that. But spalling is common, especially over brackish or salt water.
Yeah, that's
and
good to know that
so
that's
took,
okay.
Like, God, a couple of years to get all those spans done. So that was finished. And then this past winter, what was it, Danny? We put in the nose locks and the grate. We mm-hmm. did
right.
some metal work.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and that was supposed to be a total closure of 50 with Route 90 as being the detour route going through Ocean Downs. And I scared the heck out of people on social media to
oh,
tell them
no.
this. And it took like 3 days because they were so organized. So the last part of this project for the Harry Kelly Memorial Bridge is going to be to paint it. And that's going to start over the winter. Of course, I don't know a date yet. We'll stream it from the mountaintops.
Yeah, absolutely. When you we'll know for sure. Because yep. you guys are great about getting the word out, whether it's... you know, through your Instagram and Facebook. Again, it's Maryland State Highway Administration.
Yes.
It's the page you want to follow.
We have a lot. We put a lot of great information. And we used to use X, and we still do,
yeah.
to put more operational things in, like crashes and stuff like that. But we've grown our Facebook page so much that we've been putting the bigger crashes on there. And sometimes if it's in our chart cameras, I'll go ahead and do a screen grab of it, clean it up a little bit, and put it in with it.
That's
good
to know.
And we update it regularly.
Yeah. Thank you guys for that up-to-date information.
Yep. But... When you go down to the beach, know this, stay on Route 50, okay? Mm-hmm. Last couple of years, they've been doing, the folks have been doing ramp management projects. First, going to the beach, not on a Friday or a Thursday, the Broadneck Peninsula in Anne Arundel County. We then shut down the Oceanic Drive, which is in the Sandy Point area, ramped to eastbound 50 Thursdays through Sundays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay, what was happening was people were go and on the, I'll give you the other side as well, the Queen Anne's County side. People were their navigational systems were taking them on those service roads, and it was literally landlocking the people, and it hindered emergency services.
Oh no!
And then they have to cut in up ahead.
Yeah,
which then presents a queue on Route 50. That's why we want people to stay on Route 50. So on coming home, you know, in Queen Anne's County, Kent Island, westbound US 50 between Castle Marina Drive and Maryland 8, a couple of those ramps are going to be shut down between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. So keep that in mind when you're going down there. If your navigational system's trying to take you off on there, you're going to go all the way down there just to have to turn around again. So don't do it. Just stay
oh,
on Route
wow.
50.
That's true, because people tend to listen to their GPS, even if they don't. You know, sometimes you don't even need it, but just put it on anyway, just a force of habit. But it might take you that way. You're right.
Exactly.
And that's just getting, you know, eliminating frustration before it happens, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, really good advice, too, is about with this hot
yep.
season is not leaving kids, children, or pets in hot vehicles.
Not even for a second.
Not ever, ever, never.
You know, I tell people, and in fact, this morning, I always share something from the National Weather Service when I get in there in the morning, just so
yeah.
people have it. And I put a little comment, you know, how you can kind of comment on it. And I said, look twice before you lock the door. Make sure, because people are in such a hurry now, you know, and you don't want them to stand there for even a few seconds when it's that hot.
That's right.
Or pets. And, you know, we have to take good care of our workers and our contracting workers out there, too. So we have something called the HEAT app that's available by some of the federal area, NIOSH. I forgot what that stands for, but and OSHA. They're basically similar agencies.
Totally.
And I think it's a free app. We all have to have it on state issued phones. And when it's days like today, you know, this weekend, it's supposed to still be up over 90.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have more days that are like this, you know, like it was, you know, last week. And they have to look at that at least once an hour. We're required to make water and shade available, shady areas available. And every 15 minutes to 20 minutes, the crews have to hydrate, whether they're thirsty or not.
That's a good point to make, because drink before you, and you also hear drink before a heat wave, like be up on your water consumption. Like, don't just suddenly start because it's 98 degrees. Like,
yeah.
make sure that you're hydrating, you know, throughout.
It's a progressive, yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, but we can't stress it enough. Our folks do the buddy system, and the team leaders have an obligation to look at them, and there seems somebody starts to struggle. they'll get them off the line.
Good.
Get them in a truck with air conditioning or in a building or in a shady area and just douse them with water.
Yes, really good advice. And that heat app, if people either have Apple or Android, should they go to the App Store or their
I don't know. I think
just
it's
search
free.
Heat app, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
I'm not sure if it's free or not. It just came with my phone.
Yeah.
Because we're required to have it.
Because you have special SHA phones.
But I'm pretty sure if it's coming from the government like that, it's something for safety. I'm sure it's either free or very nominal.
That's really good advice. Yeah. And I love to hear that you are taking care of your crews. And also, paving projects, which are always going on. How do you cope with the heat with that? Because that's extremely hot.
Yeah. In fact, my road where I live was getting paved like a couple of years ago. And I remember it was a day like last week when it was over 100 degrees and high humidity. And I felt bad. I brought like all this water out to those folks. Said, just sit underneath my tree here. Take your time.
That's nice.
But yeah, paving is that stuff goes on. That's a couple hundred degrees when it goes on.
Yeah.
In extreme at times, we could shift to night work. It may not be better, but it's going to be potentially 20 to 30 degrees cooler
without that sun beating down on you. Yeah, for sure.
It might still be humid. Humidity.
Everybody
hates tough. Humidity.
I know. It's the old adage. It's not the heat. It's humidity.
The humidity.
It certainly is. And you were mentioning if we had any other questions. Greg, I know, is a big advocate.
My big things are safety on the roads and litter.
We're really serious about the safety in this.
Yeah.
Because it's like deadly behavior. And Danny's going to chime in a little bit, too. This is deadly behavior. We have some historic wins in the legislature the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's tough for you guys because you just work on the roads. You maintain the roads. You encourage the safety on the roads, but you can't do anything about it. But you can get the word out there about safety and so forth, like pedestrians and bicyclists.
Pedestrians and bicyclists, they're the most vulnerable.
Yeah.
Is the thing. So when you come across anyone like that, you need to move over. Slow down, move over, pay attention to them. But I did also want to mention how to get people more aware of how scary it is out on the roadways. I think it's through MDOT. They've started issuing weekly now how many fatalities have been on our roadways and through a press release, which has really been great because we've seen a lot of outlets pick that up. And I think as long as we're putting that out there more, so that should wake drivers up and to see, they need to slow down.
It's not just statistics. It's real people and real lives.
Correct. Right.
It seems like also a couple of weekends ago, it was awful. It was to the point where they had to put that's where that started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was like 9 fatalities, not just on our roads, but all across the state.
Sure.
That's unacceptable.
Well, it's good that you're keeping that word out there.
Danny, thank you so much for chiming in too. Danny Allman is the Assistant Media Relations Manager, and also talking to Charlie Gishler, Deputy Director of Media Relations and Digital for the MDOT State Highway Administration, the SHA for short. We got so many acronyms. So in our final minute, is there anything else you want people to keep in mind over these hot summer weekends and how they can better prepare themselves for the heat and travel and all of that?
Sure. In conclusion, and thanks for having me on again.
Of course.
But as Danny was saying, we want to echo, be careful, pay heightened attention for our vulnerable road users, pedestrians, bicycle, scooter riders. Make sure they know that you literally have their back. Okay. We have some programs in place, our pedestrian safety action plans on our website at roadstopmaryland.gov. It's probably good to bookmark that too, because we put a lot of great information on there as well. But also motorcycles. Summer is conducive, summer, fall, spring. Some of them in winter, but mostly the 3 seasons. Mm-hmm. You're going to see more motorcycles on the road. Look twice when you do that. Don't just rely on your mirrors. Do a head check too, because they can hide out in your blind spot.
Yes, don't rely on just that, your car system, because it doesn't catch everything.
And for motorcyclists, most of them do obey the rules of the road, but there's some that go over 130 miles an hour. Don't do that.
Well, great. Thank you guys for mentioning roads.maryland.gov. Definitely bookmark your website, and you're very active. We encourage people to follow Maryland State Highway Administration on Facebook, Instagram, and X, formerly Twitter, which is just a very up-to-date list of things that the public needs to know about highway safety.
Thanks for helping us out here.
Well, we really appreciate it. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Charlie. And thank you, Greg Carpenter, too, for chiming in and producing this show that is a production of Odyssey Baltimore.